It was the 18th of October, 2013, and this is day 18 of October 13, and I'm talking about three artists that I feel should maybe stop performing, and I have three. First one is, I'm going to offend some people today. First one is Mr. Bob Dylan. Yeah, hey, it's time. I love Bob Dylan. I think he's one of the most dynamite songwriters of all time. He's written some beautiful stuff. But if you hear him sing now, he took some getting used to before. I mean, no offense to those people who love Bob Dylan. I love Bob Dylan too. Have many albums, but I had to wrap my mind around the way he sang when he was younger. And I cannot wrap my mind around the way the poor guy sings now that he's older. He must love doing it, though, so I don't want to say that this is purely my own, he's a great songwriter, but I think he needs to understand that his voice is very different now from the way it used to be. I won't go on and on about poor Bob Dylan. He's such a good guy, and he's just a great person, but ooh-wee, it's painful now. I'm thinking of someone else too, but I won't go into that because it's a long story. But the way Ian Anderson's voice has changed, and I'm a big Jethro Tull fan. But his voice now is very different from the way it used to be. The other person I was going to say, number two, is Mr. Tony Bennett. Had the occasion to meet Tony Bennett at a venue. My friend was working the concessions and had all... He's a bartender, so he had all seven concessions out at the Thunder Valley Casino, where bands come to perform on what we lovingly call the Has-Been Tour. These are bands who were prevalent maybe in my generation or my partner's generation, which, came before me. People that at one time you might have paid big bucks to see them, but now they're people that, maybe your mom and dad know who they were. Maybe people, even bands that played when I was younger, bands like Styx. I saw Dennis DeYoung and Styx there. And, Tony Bennett was playing there, and it was really nice to be able to meet him because I knew it would be probably a one-time opportunity. He's so old now. So it was nice to shake his hand and speak to him. But he's a recovering alcoholic, and he spent the whole time on stage just bitching that he's a friend of Bill and he didn't want to play at a venue that served alcohol and everybody should quit drinking. And these are people, they're gambling, they're getting drunk. They come to see a show, there's drinks there, they're full bars there. And he was I think he played four or five songs. The whole rest of the time he talked about how he was a friend of Bill Wilson. And I don't know if you guys are 12-steppers programs worldwide, I guess there must be. It's a method of recovery that a lot of people here in America use. And it's a great way for them to connect with each other, no matter what city they go to. It's a good way for them if they need to hook up with people in their town and find a place to meet. For some people, it's a lifesaver. And so I see that he's not drinking anymore, but I think, man, if you're going to play in public places, you can't blame the folks who come there to see you for the fact that they are drinking. They're going to drink. They're the public that are paying to come and see you perform. So that's just my opinion. I think maybe I respect him for not drinking. I really do. I have the utmost respect. If he is a recovering alcoholic, he said that. And I, both hands in the air for him. Every day that he stays, sober and that he's in a good centered place, man, my support all the way. But you got to sell the service that you're there to sell to the people that want to buy it. Not complain about the fact that they're drinking. Ooh, did I talk for such a long time? I did. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I should just stop it here. Nah, hell with it. I'm gonna go into part two.